Ready? I'm going to call this meeting of Parks and Recreation Committee Special Session, Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, 5:30 in Toberville. Okay, so be sure to talk into the microphones when it's your turn.
Oh, it's got to be turned on.
Oh.
Let me turn it on.
And turn your mics on. Here. They're in the back.
Should be just a switch.
Taking one.
Okay, everybody's got the red light going?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, mine is blinking, so I think mine's been about ready.
We'll share.
Okay.
Am I calling this to order
yes.
again?
Yes. No, you can. No, you're fine. We can record it.
Okay. So 5:30. Roll call. Kaylin Cummins, chair here. Jane Gaffer.
Yeah.
Sarah Curtis
here.
Marcia Mayer
here.
Very good. Council liaison Joan Hansen?
Here.
City liaison Jesus Huddle?
Here.
Very good. We're all here. Okay. So I guess calling the public is a moot point. That person did not come. So first new business is discussion and possible approval of recommendation to accept installation of windscreens for the pickleball courts at Higgins Park.
So it should be approval or... It should be a recommendation to accept the donation, and then we would install it. So we've got to recommend accepting the donation of those
mm-hmm.
to the city council, and then the city council will officially accept the donation. In the handout, on the bottom, I asked Cynthia Conroy to give us a description of those, and there's a picture, and obviously the picture's upside down. And I'll let you look at this in just 1 second. But when I take this to council, if you guys recommend accepting the donation, I will explain that there is a 20-year life expectancy of these. I don't know if they'll make it to 20 years, being in Arizona with the sun. But I did explain that if we do accept those, Public Works or our Parks Department would install them. And we would be responsible for maintaining them while they're within their life expectancy. Once they are done, their life is gone. I also explained that we won't be replacing them within our budget. If they want to do another donation, then at that time we can go through this process again. It's in the park, so I thought it was appropriate for the Parks Committee to review this and forward the recommendations.
So Head, we're going to see this.
Yes.
I don't like that. I mean, we're not doing. I don't like that.
That's a business, right?
Yeah.
What's that, Head? Uh-huh. Head is a company that produces different athletic
tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets. They produce apparel. They do a different athletic apparel and equipment.
Are we getting a discount?
They're donated.
Yeah,
they're 100% donated. Yes.
But from who?
From Head.
Head. Right?
Yes, from Head.
They must
have a strong interest in pickleball. From what I understand, it's a growing sport exponentially. So
I'm sympathetic that anyone would want them who plays because the wind is horrific here,
mm-hmm.
especially in the spring, but I think they're hideous.
Well, they look like all other ballparks do.
It's one thing to have it on the one wall. That's what's up there now. And that's what I see when I look into the park now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
see the trees so much. And so this is going to go all the way around,
yes,
right?
And the intent was to go all the way around the pickleball courts.
And you mentioned we would be in charge of maintaining them. What would that
entail? If for some reason we do get some wind and maybe one of them blows off, we would go back and put them up. That's all. I mean,
zip ties.
The city that would.
They use a metal clip that gets put on the chain link fence.
Is this a typical height that we need to observe? In other words, if the head thing were lower, we'd see the tree behind it.
No, it actually says here they are 6 feet.
Yeah, they.
So no, there is no gap like in the photo. They are 6 feet tall. They go from the bottom to
that's,
the top.
That's
so they'd be even more than what they're showing on this.
Yes,
because
the head goes
from the bottom to the top.
Well, this panel will go on our pickleball courts. It will go all the way to the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
These aren't ours.
That's what she explained. And she actually delivered them, and I actually have them in my office, but they're just sitting there.
Yeah, I know that would be helpful.
So we don't know really the height of these in the picture.
She explains here that they are 6 feet as the fence, 6 feet as is the fence. So no gap like in Sierra Vista, and this picture is
Sierra Vista.
Okay. Oh, and that's the gap. That's
yes.
So they're
horrible. I would be willing to see them put up for our windiest month, if we could say, okay, April is the windiest month, so let's put them up for April, but then for heaven's sake, take them down.
Can we say that?
I think you can make whatever recommendation you feel is appropriate to the council.
Well, it has to be more than April, but I'd say March, April, May, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good compromise, I think. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking, Marcia?
If they're easy to take down, I think we should put them up and take them down whenever we feel they're obtrusive.
Well, and the wind, really just comes from that one direction where the ones are up now, and it looks like those are deteriorating kind of fast. So I can understand that they would like to replace that, but just going all the way around and they're twice as big as the ones that are on there now, that are blue, and I guess these would be green, but I'm not liking them.
Well, we had the discussion some time ago about the chair, which was the same thing because they were advertising.
Yeah.
And I understand where you're coming from. I think a good compromise is just the windy months, myself. I'm just putting my two cents.
Yeah.
I don't have to vote. And maybe even limiting wear. If the wind only comes from one direction, maybe
half around the side or something like that. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you would need some air in that area also. I mean, just for people to
This is like shade cloth.
I know, but still it doesn't let air.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's a little bit in. I've seen some screens like that, and usually they even have little flaps so that some air can get through. So, I've never played pickleball, and I've seen the ball's fairly light, isn't it?
Yeah,
it affect the play. So I understand that. I get that.
So, is it appropriate to make a motion that if they can go around the one side and one end, is that?
Yeah, or halfway around or something like that.
Okay, halfway around
for
the 3 months of the year, March, April, May, we would accept it. Will we accept? They're not going to give it to us, are they, if they're not allowed to have head showing? I mean, that's their whole point, right?
They probably come with all that lettering. And it's a logo that we're promoting.
Okay, 3 months of the year. Halfway around the court.
Why would we need to tell them we might take it down here? What's it to them? If they're going to give them to us, don't we just have the right to use them as we see fit?
I would think so. I think when you say 3 months, half an hour down the road, that's the direction you're giving me.
Right.
So,
I think that's only fair to let them know that's what our intent is. That our approval is contingent on that? Can we do that? I guess
well,
city council...
we need to make a recommendation to the
city council.
The city council, and your recommendation would be yes to use them, however, only during the windy months, because they are a
and unsightly.
And unsightly.
But I guess city council could overturn us, our
yes,
recommendation.
They could.
So So all we can do is make a comment.
Yeah.
And she, I think that's appropriate what she did, I think. You said.
I guess I shouldn't move it, should I? I should make a recommendation that.
Well, you can move to make a recommendation.
That's what you're doing. You're moving to make a recommendation.
Do we need a second, or is that not the recommendation?
I think you do. If you're going to vote on something.
Yes, yes. Second, I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion is passed to recommend that we will accept the head corporation's screens for 3 months out of the year to be taken down at the end of May.
Okay.
What about just two signs? Oh, and to only cover the west side and a little bit of the north and south.
Okay.
Okay. Discussion and proposal of new members. Jane, I think you added this, right?
I did. We're short a member. Kaylin suggested you're trying to get someone from San Jose.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I am very keen on trying to find someone from Warren also, and since that will take us over the edge, I would be perfectly happy to step aside once we've got a full contingent, because that will take us one over. Is
if,
that right?
If we get two more
if
people
we get two
applying.
More, which we're trying for, one from San Jose, I feel it's really important to represent everywhere.
Absolutely. Lou, do you have any people that you know that would like to be on the committee?
Not off the top of my head right now. I've been contacting a lot of folks about this review of the city charter to recommend at least two people to be considered from this ward. So that's been a focus
please,
of my contact.
Yeah, if you have
but I can mention that to people as I talk to them. That would be,
because we are, tonight we're going to talk about the park. And I think the city and the school district are quite committed to a new park, so someone in San Jose would be great.
Actually, now that I think about it, I have someone in mind, so I'll talk to them.
Okay. I have someone in mind from, I don't know whether anyone knows him, Ted Roth. He was a member of the Sustainability Committee. He lives next to Carol Loki on the Vista, which I think it's important to have someone from the Vista. So I'm talking to a couple of people there, and if anyone's interested, as I say, I'm not trying to get more members, but I do think it's really important to get one from each branch. I think we risk looking like an old Bisbee telling everyone not to do it. I'm allergic to that sort of.
Yeah, it would really be nice to get someone from San Jose, since that's going to be
would.
The majority of what we're concentrating on.
Yeah,
I do have a person who loves gardening, has wonderful plants. She'll be on the garden tour this year. Elsa DeWitt is her name. They've been here 3 years.
She's in San Jose.
Yes, that's
Elsa DeWitt.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ask her?
Yep.
Yeah, good.
And otherwise, the two men that live across the street with the huge garden that are on the tour, that's San Jose.
They might.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to go. Yeah.
We'll never get too many applicants.
That's right.
So, and if you get more than one, you know, the mayor's the one that makes the final decision, and if there's more than one that is in contention, a lot of times he will go to the committee to see what you think. So.
It hasn't been a problem.
Yeah, right.
But Joan, if you know anybody from Ward 2.
Yeah. I do, but she's already been out. She was on it already and had to quit.
Yeah, we must have disappointed her because
no. That they had nothing to do with it. Absolutely not. She was.
But I think right, it behooves us all to try to recruit some new members, and I think that's the best way is the personal touch. You can put out notices, but if you buttonhole people. And they find it harder to say no.
Well, we know they might be a good person if we're just putting it out to the public.
Right, right, yeah, we have an idea. Okay, anything else about new members? Okay, moving right along. Jesus, I would imagine you have information about the park recreation in San Jose.
I do not have any information in the park for San Jose.
The school district is working with the city?
I haven't been contacted with the school district about a part of it. The only conversation I've had about anything even dealing with the park was, I think there's some basketball courts over there in the area, and somebody was asking if we could replace the nets, and I tried to explain we don't have a park there yet.
And I think the school district keeps those locked, don't they? Because they're not using that. I'm pretty sure they're not locking them or unlocking. I'm pretty sure they lock stuff up now.
The basketball court? I don't know if they do.
I mean, we're talking about the Wachuca Terrace School, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melody Lynn. Yeah. I don't know if they're locking those up or not. I know that they do in Ward 2 at the high school.
Okay.
You know, well, it's indoors, so okay. Of course they lock them up. But I'm not sure about the ones at the school.
So, Joan, hasn't there been talk about?
I have not heard anything since. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know Mr. Lindstrom was working on it, on something, but I don't know where that went. And I assume that he was working with the committee on that.
There was another thing. I don't know whether this was gossip. When the Boucherbets were so incredibly generous with Warren in the Vista, it was certainly suggested at one of these meetings that they had intentions of then being, I don't know whether equally generous, but focusing on San Jose.
Yeah.
Now, I understand they had a wonderful relationship with Andy Hratic.
And David Smith.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Is there any point in us going to, I mean, I know it's difficult to say, hey.
Well, I think we need to come up with something as to what we, you know, a design of some sort, mm-hmm. as to what is the intent for that park. I mean, are we just talking about refurbing the equipment that's there already? Are we talking about putting walking paths in? Are we talking about the ball field out there? So we need to have some type of scope of work as far as what is wanted out there.
So
and figure out how much it's going to cost. And then if we have to do it in phases or whatever, because right now I can assure you we don't have the money to do the whole thing.
Sure.
Do we have the money to do anything?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
This is work that's already been done.
Do you know what the date is on this?
No, but I spoke with the gentleman who was responsible for that.
I don't know the business. Yeah, this is the school right here.
Oh, that's the...
This is a multi-purpose, and this is the...
That school is still owns that land, correct?
Right.
That's what I was told on Sunday.
So there would also have to be some sort of IGA or...
An IGA needs to be set up.
Or something else where either there's transfer of ownership or whatever it may be, but
right.
Before we can do anything, I would even go beyond trying to plan something if we don't have the land
sure.
or access to the land.
Yeah. So,
the intent has always been for that park.
Okay.
On both sides, yeah.
But
we don't have anything formal here.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just
the plan. That's the plan.
Is it appropriate for me to address the committee?
No, please do.
I met with Dave Curtin, who has worked with Freeport to get heavy equipment to do some of the work there. And that was a hot item for a while, as he explained it to me. But it has since died down, since Freeport's enthusiasm for the project has waned. But there are people in the community who are very interested in pursuing that plan. And they've already done some tentative estimates, anywhere from $1.2 to $2 million,
mm-hmm.
to do that project. And I made him aware of the fact that that's not something that the city can afford to get behind. But if there were people who could write grants and who were willing to take a leadership role in the community to revive this plan that's apparently been in the works for some time and pursue an IGA and deal with the school system, because they're still willing, as according to him, to give that property, 7 acres of that property, over to a community park.
Right.
And again, I stress to him and that he needs to encourage people to take a leadership role in the community, and maybe this thing can come back to life again and become something that you as a committee could get behind, and potentially even the city could get behind it, maybe not financially, but in other helpful ways.
In kind or
yes.
something.
Yes, and then of course contributions from the community. It would be, I think, a great thing to have over there, because there are no parks over there. The only park that I know of is that small postage stamp over in Tin Town that was named after...
Well, there is one over in Briggs.
A basketball
court. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's so far away.
And that's also postage stamp.
That's where the kids live. Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
There are 332, I believe, in his letter... family of children in that area.
Good heavens. We've got to put a jogging... I mean,
so
okay, I know nothing about this. How much to put in a simple jogging path? Does anyone have...
Well, isn't the county's already working on something like that around Melody Lane? Do you know anything about that?
I do not.
Yeah, I'm certain that that's a thing, and that I thought they'd already started on that. So... I talked to somebody from Bisbee Vogue today, and they want to be on the agenda next, on the 13th, because they are raising money and want to lay a concrete pad and buy a piece of equipment that has no moving parts, but it's all one piece so that people can socialize while they're working out. I didn't see a picture of it yet, and they will bring all that stuff, but that's, you know, that I think San Jose is the perfect place for that. You know, they were measuring behind the pickleball court, and I said, you know, not another thing in old Bisbee, we can't do that, you know.
Or
I know that I spoke with Cynthia, and yeah, that was her vision was to put that concrete pad in
they were measuring.
Some sort of equipment that
yeah.
she wanted to...
Oh, Higgins Pop?
Yes.
Yeah. See, right behind the... I mean, they were measuring yesterday. It would fit behind the pickleball court. It's just, you know... I mean, I'd love to have it there. That'd be great for me, but... Anyway, so there's you know, something that could get us started.
A project like that could be done in phases, too. Like you said, start out simple.
Just a jogging path. I mean, it's lovely, and the Bisbee Bloomers, do I speak for us?
Sure.
We would be happy to put some trees in. I mean, which would, is it bare now?
It's bare.
Yeah. I mean, it would be wonderful, and it would be, I don't know, a seat, a park bench under a tree and a jogging path around it. I mean, my heavens, it would be a start, wouldn't it?
So is this something we should we start talking, or should we call the county and ask them what they're doing in that area?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
The gentleman who provided that to me sent me a 4-page letter, unsolicited, and he's been involved in this.
Who is it?
Dave Curtin.
Oh, Carton.
Carton.
Yeah.
Now, I just met him on Sunday, and I was encouraged by the things I heard him say and by what he showed me over there. My feeling would be, if there's still that community interest, he should be invited before this committee to make a presentation about what's been done up to this point in time.
Yeah.
And to let you know what kind of support he has from other people. Now,
yes, please.
One of the things he pointed out was he lives on the other side of 92, which is actually just outside of the city. So I don't know if that's an issue or not, but...
He's been on the Parks and Rec Committee.
And he was on the council, too.
Yeah, and he's had dispensation because, you know...
Yeah, we have waivers for that.
Okay, so that's just my...
That's not a problem. And the other thing with that is that we don't want, you know, duplication of efforts and, you know, people going three or four different ways. We need to decide on how it's gonna, what is wanted, and then go from there. And then if we have to do it in phases, do it in phases. But...
I'd be willing to talk to him and see if he's interested.
Sure, yeah, he can be...
Coming before you.
Okay.
Making a better presentation than I can do, because...
But, yeah, it seems like we should, in the meantime, we should contact David Smith, because I know he's talked about this. And the county facilities guy, to see how much they've gotten done on their walking and that. And so that, you know, we have some information that Dave maybe doesn't have. If we talk about it next year.
Yeah, there might be some way that we can, you know, feed off of the walking path that they have.
Yeah.
Around the school, or however we want it to look like.
Okay.
So who's going to contact who? You're going to contact Mr. Curtin.
Dave Carton?
Right.
Yeah.
And who?
I'll contact the county. That's just a phone call, I think.
And how about Dave Smith?
I'll talk to Dave.
You'll talk to Dave Smith. Then at least we'll have some information on August the...
13th is our next meeting. I'll go by the school district office.
I'll also ask David whether or not the IGA is still...
What is an IGA, please?
Thank you. Intergovernmental agreement.
Oh, so...
Thank you.
That's what I was going to...
And it was not an IGA.
Yes.
Before we get too excited about even just a walking path, that's got to get done first.
Yeah. Because I know that was in the works, but I don't know where it's at now because we kind of had a few diversions. So.
But I think it does behoove us to get started on a park in San Jose, you know, especially if the school district is, you know, willing to give us that land.
It's a big piece of property.
Mm.
Yeah, and like we say, we don't have to develop it all, but if we could put new nets in the basketball court.
Yeah, I don't know, just bad.
Yeah.
I would buy it. I mean,
kids need something.
So we'll be...
What's the... I don't know. I was only there once for...
That's the
library thing.
There.
If I remember right, it was just kind of... It used to be a library or something like that. Like that now. Kind of crumbled up,
yeah. Then that's expensive.
Because they've got her here.
Okay.
Unless they're just, you know...
It should be.
Unless they're talking about not doing it there and putting it here and then making this a big...
When you don't have money, it's really hard.
Multi-purpose.
But
they may just have...
Like, Bisbee Vogt has already talked to that construction company, KE&G. They think they might be willing to, you know, put the pad down for them, the concrete pad, you know, for a discount. And they talk to these Lifeline Fitness or something like that. So there's money out there, and Bisbee Vogt is putting out $30,000 for this piece of equipment. So
could we ask them to come and talk to us next week?
Well, yes, they want to come and talk about that piece of equipment anyway. They've already asked to be on the... agenda. So mostly what they're wanting is our recommendation again, and you know, where to put it.
Would they be interested in San Jose?
I hope so.
Okay.
Of course, once they hear what our recommendation is.
that might change. Yeah.
So anything else about San Jose Park? Thanks, Lou, for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Do we have any photos of it?
I don't. It's just a bare grassy field with a chain link fence around.
The actual, the existing? Yeah, I had it pulled up here.
What is existing? That is the
existing, and it's, see, I'm looking
all
at this.
All this land here.
Yeah, okay. And all this, it doesn't quite match up, because you can see the, where the baseball and the softball field is, mm-hmm. and it shows, it doesn't look like they have the roads correct.
Is this the school?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, the science lab is in the school now, as well as
yes.
the library.
Oh.
Yes.
Which really makes it a great community.
Yeah, so, and there's another, is it the Boys, not the Boys and Girls Club, but there's another
organization.
4-H that's in there.
Oh, that's good.
In that.
And then the superintendent's office
yes.
is out there now, and all the district office. So
in that school?
In that school, yeah. Mm-hmm. There on the left hand side.
Elementary.
Middle school.
Well, look how small
yes.
the school is. The school's big.
And it's a good sized school, yeah. And there's all these apartments. Yeah, there's the apartments across the street. Yeah, look at how tiny. These are big apartment buildings. And it's kind of big.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We could run out there sometime.
Yeah, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
Yeah.
Nice try.
It's not going to write on your paper.
I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Okay, so we want to have a discussion on the basketball court for Warren.
Yes, I was approached actually by another council member who knew people in Ward 2 that were talking about the fact that there is no basketball court in Ward 2. The only one that's available is in the school, but that's in the gym, which is not available.
Well, there are outside basketball courts at Greenway, but I think they do lock them up at
yeah,
night. And they're low, but kids loved it, but they're low. Yeah, and they've just started locking them up, I think, in the last few years.
Yeah, I think everything was starting to get locked up in the last 5 years or so. And I understand why, because I know that there was some problems with vandalism and so on. But anyway, I just thought I would bring that to the committee to see if there is some place that we can actually put a basketball court. I don't think Vista is a good place. I think we got enough there, you know, with the tennis courts and the bocce ball and the children's playground. And then with the farmer's market on the lower end, which I would like to see kind of represent the old Bisbee Park or old Vista Park. That's just my thoughts on that. And then the upper one is just so, it's a desert
mm-hmm.
Environment, which would really be nice if that could be transformed into an actual, even a walking path or something going through there with desert plants and so on. But,
yeah.
But I don't know where else would be a good place to put
them. Why is there a need for a basketball court? I asked that because I thought that when the recent improvements were made to the Vista, the old basketball court was taken out as being never used.
Volleyball.
It was volleyball.
Ignorance here. They're different.
yes, they are. One has a lower net.
One's a concrete.
Yeah.
Sorry. Is that something that we could talk to the school district about too? That, you know, another IGA or an IGA that we could improve maybe the basketball court that's already there. And
where is it?
It's at Greenway. You know, the playground.
Oh, yeah, maybe
is
I thought they don't want to open that.
But maybe that's something if the city could accept some liability. I don't know how.
See, but that's, I was just going to say the biggest thing is going to be the liability on that.
Yeah. So I don't know how that would work. But, and, you know, if there's already a basketball court there and.
But it's a lower, as you say, it's a lower one
yeah,
for the kids. And, you know, we're getting a lot, we're we're getting quite a few kids in Warren and in San Jose. Every time I see a kids event, I'm astounded at the number of little, or I should say, adults. And I don't want to call them little adults.
Self-sustainable.
Children that are there, youth that are there.
That's nice.
And you're seeing that also at the Boys and Girls Club.
Great.
So
there's no place around the Boys and Girls Club that...
They have an inside gym, again, and it's the same thing, the liability.
What are they going to do with the building if they raise it? Are they going to raise the building? It'll burn.
City Hall?
City Hall.
That is... we're waiting for the city manager,
okay.
And we're kind of getting off topic.
No, I thought maybe if that was going to be raised, that would be a good place for investment.
Oh, yeah, no.
So are there other city properties in Warren that are not being used?
Let me check. I can actually have a map that will...
There is a park on Rupee in
mm-hmm.
Arizona.
Paul Park?
Mm-hmm. It's a little small one.
Yeah, it's a small park.
Paul Park.
Is it Paul Park?
Yeah.
I don't know the names.
That's
of
where
the
all the little baby swings are and stuff like that.
What would be a good place would be close to where the skate park is.
Is anybody skating?
Where is that? I don't know. It's in Arizona.
Where's the skate park?
By
Beto's?
They actually, I didn't know it was even open.
Where's the skate park? By Beto's.
Oh, skate park, the outdoor.
Yes,
skateboard.
Skateboard. Yeah, okay.
Skateboard.
Oh, no, not the skating rink.
Skateboard.
Yeah, that would be cool to get a skating rink. But,
yeah.
So, I'm not sure what other properties we have.
So, you're thinking leveling the top part of the vista is an option? Is that?
She was wanting that to be.
Well, I mean, that was just what I was thinking. I mean,
it's
you know, that's a pie in the sky type of thing. I don't know if there's room up there or not. Is that something we can take a look at?
Yes. Oh, Chris. So you have those two big houses kind of on the hill. And then if you were to turn right, I used to know the name of that. There's a whole expanse of land there. A little gazebo on it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that's the upper vista.
Yeah.
That's upper vista.
Upper vistas.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
That,
Yeah.
And do you know who owns that land?
The city.
Oh. City, yeah.
It's all part of the park.
It's part of the vista. It's upper vista.
And that park is called?
Upper vista.
Upper vista park.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that space?
Well, that's what Joan was talking about, how much to level it.
Yeah, well, we had to look at it, and I'd also look at the aesthetics, too, for up in that area, so that, that was kind of another reason I wasn't sure about the vista.
So,
but,
boys cuss when they play basketball, too, and they yell, and,
So we already have the
musical instruments up there.
Across the street from our house is the basketball court at Higgins. And it's, at first when it was redone, there was a lot of use, but it's really tapered off.
Mm-hmm.
But then transportation is probably part of the issue. You're talking about children who can't drive, but, young men.
Right.
Can come up to Higgins, no problem. I don't know, but I think it's valid that Warren could have a big basketball court also.
And there aren't any in San Jose, as far as I know.
Right, so I think one or the other for sure we should try to move on. But they're expensive. You know, that the pickleball court has a grid of steel under the concrete, and when it rains, there are no puddles. It's perfect. And they really did a nice job of redoing the basketball court. It's so nice, but it doesn't have the iron core. But I'll bet it's expensive to do that.
And the high school in Warren?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the right district.
Yeah. We have all the schools.
they're covered with, but they would never be able to, is it an outdoor basketball court?
No, it's an indoor. It's the gym where they've got all their weights and their weight room was in there. And I'm talking like years ago when they used to have classes there. So it hasn't been open to the public for a while. And again, I'm not sure what the protocol would be as far as if they would open it or not to the public. I mean, I know liability is one of the
right.
big things.
I mean, they do. I think there's a sign up saying that something's going to be open for a couple of weeks or something like that.
I know they had something that the gym was going to be open from 11:30 to 1:30 or something like that for.
But somebody's got to supervise that. Someone's got to come and unlock it. And
right.
Yeah, it'd be great if the school district would do that, and they used to.
So I just, I wanted to put the bug in your ear on that, and I'll get with Jesus and see what we can, what's available out there and whether or not it's even doable. So.
Okay.
What about all the land around that high school? Is it city property?
Yeah. School district property.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I do that.
At a certain point, it becomes county on Terrace, School Terrace, and it seems to me that it was just right when you're coming into Bisbee, that it's almost right before you get to the high school.
It is. It's right as, because the right across the street from School Terrace is the Ludwig Field.
Right.
That's where the city that, limits
okay.
is.
Because if the basketball court they have now, it's not available to the students and their friends at night or the weekends, or it might be a night a draw that to be right there with.
I don't know if they have anything further, like behind the building, that would be appropriate or not. But
that's where the track is.
The track, is it behind it or over to the side?
It's behind all the the weights and the. The gym is the
right, place. Right. So it's on the right side of the. And I was thinking it may on the left side. I'm not sure what's over on that side, but anyway.
Okay, so should we?
Okay.
So should we put this on the agenda for our next meeting?
I would wait a couple. Give us 2 or 3 months to look at what's available and see if there's anything that's doable and. Get some more information.
Okay. All right. So my thing is the pool. So I always like update on the pool. My question is, so we have a pool manager.
Yes.
But he's never allowed to be there. It seems he's always has to work in the parks all the time. So he's doing a great job. I mean, the water has been fantastic, and the high school guards are, they're pretty good, but he never really has a chance to oversee them. He's always being pulled out into the parks. I'm wondering if there's a, there's going to be a new parks person hired to take some of the load off.
Funny you say that. I just hired a part-time parks person. So, and that was the reason we were, I had a part-time position open when I noticed it, and I said, well, let's get that so that Josh could spend a little bit more time over there. He still is only part-time pool manager and part-time with the parks. He does spend more time over there. The intent when we hired the lifeguards was to have a lead lifeguard, so that lifeguard is responsible for the lifeguards when he is not there. And she is also, if there's something that needs to be cleaned up.
Who is that?
Rebecca, I can't remember. I can tell you right now.
Rebecca, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's
not there very often.
No, and she, the last couple of weeks, she had to go get ready to go to college. I think she had to go to NAU for a little bit, but she's back now.
She's not going to be here in September?
No, in fact. That was something I was going to bring up during this topic. Is July 31st, I believe, will the high school kids go back to school, and then 2 weeks later, our college kids go back to school. So we're going to, for month and a half, if we're staying up through, staying open through September, we're, you know, we obviously don't need that many lifeguards anymore, but the college kids should be able to take care of that.
Are
some of them going to school locally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have college kids that are?
Yes.
I would say
the majority of them are students that were seniors this past school year and going on to be freshmen in college.
And you were able to hire a few new ones that you had.
Yes, and we, and if for some reason we need to hire more, we'll just, you know, let our some of the seasonal people go and hire new people so that
we
have that ability.
So, you know, so many pools are having trouble staffing their pools at all. So is there any chance that, you know, when the college students have to go back, or, you know, that we can't staff the pool, that Josh could spend more time in the pool then?
It's not the lifeguard situation that's keeping him away from the pool. It's the parks that's supposed to go in. So we hired a part-time person. And the part-time person has 19 and a half hours available to him, to us, to give to us every week. So it's giving him a little bit more time, but I can't have him there full-time.
Yeah.
He definitely has multiple responsibilities in addition to the pool.
So, swimming lessons went well?
They did, as far as I know. Everything went really well.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And then water aerobics, I think, went really well.
I heard that, talking to the lifeguards, that it was a smashing hit.
Yeah.
That's great.
There were so many people that would show up there, and they said sometimes the lap swimmers would kind of go away and kind of scooch over. So, no. Apparently, it was really good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's excellent.
Yeah, Loretta was fantastic. You know, her husband is dying, so she had to stop.
He died.
Did he die today?
No.
No.
2-3 weeks ago?
No.
He
has not died. Anyway, I'm sure she'll do it again next year. And I'm thinking, you know, if we can, she'll commit, that we should ask people to start buying their own belts, because I think there were times when there weren't enough belts.
Really? Yeah.
And I talked to someone from Patagonia, and they said they have 30 people coming to their water aerobics class.
Wow.
In Patagonia. So I think we can grow.
Yeah, this is the first year, and people know that they need to have their belts. I'm sure people, just like if you're going to go play tennis, you probably eventually want to have your own racket, so they probably will want
to
have
their own belt
that feels comfortable for them. So. But we have the ones there, so.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a weight belt?
It's a floating belt, so that you can, I guess.
That you don't have to be constantly treading water.
Oh, I see.
And then
I
think I think Loretta bought the they're like little styrofoam rubber dumbbells, so that you get resistance for your arms. Did you go to the class at all?
No.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, she did.
Well, you know, and
you went.
But was this all adults in the class?
Yeah. We charged them.
We upped it a little bit because we had to pay for it.
The belts.
We purchased
the
belts.
And did that come back to you?
I assume it did. I didn't.
You paid $2 extra if you're taking a belt.
Yeah.
So it's in the 9 to noon.
No, 11 to 12. 11 to 12, we did it.
Well, I just meant during that.
Before the general, it was open to the general.
Yeah, but so we just took down one lane marker because 11 to 12 isn't the busiest time. So. So let's see, what else was I going to say about that?
With the lessons, were there a lot of kids that showed up for them? Or?
You know, I've been gone. I just got back. I left on the 12th, and I just got back a few days ago. So,
okay.
But I ask the guards all the time, and are you coming back? And how did that go? And they said the lessons went really well.
Good.
And I think
Good.
That they sold out, at least that first.
Yeah, I know the first one was full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think it behooves us to teach kids how to swim.
Absolutely.
And it also brings kids to the pool, and hopefully they will be our guards, you know, when they get Did we get any junior guards?
No, we didn't do the junior lifeguards this year, but I know that a good number of our lifeguards this year were junior guards.
Yes.
And so that's usually...
It's something that we should consider next year. All right, so we just had a bloomers meeting, and the three of us are on the... And we would like to replace the petunias that are still blooming, but looking pretty bad in the front flower beds in the pool building. And so I know Josh and Carol have been good about watering them, so but we're going to try and get something that's a little less
water-intensive.
Yeah, and that will be more perennial. I think that's all my cool stuff. I sure enjoy the pool, though, I have to say. I really appreciate it. And I hope that we can continue to have a pool for the next 20 years.
Me too.
In time, don't swim. Okay, anything else about the pool, lessons, or staffing? Any old business? Any member comments? Surely we've got something. Any staff comments?
Yes.
Good.
The mayor sent out an email asking this committee to review the city code, the section 11.2. That's the section regarding parks regulations. If you just look that over, I can read the email he sent because it gives us an example. He says, I would appreciate it if your committee would review city code section 11.2 for any recommendations of change. Please disregard the fee section as this is being done by staff. We're reviewing our fee schedule, so no worries, we'll take care of that. Several sections seem to be completely ignored, and therefore I question their inclusion. As an example, section 11.2.3 indicates that no dog is allowed except a seen eye dog in the park. No dogs, whether it's on a leash or not.
Good luck on that.
Well, that's in all parks.
All parks.
So that's, and I believe that's the example, a good example of, is that appropriate, is it relevant? That's.
Well, the sign now says that a dog must be on the leash and that you must pick up after your dog.
I don't know how that sign got there, but doesn't follow the city code.
Yeah.
Well, I know Higgins Park was kind of dog park for quite a while. And so people were using it and it was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just to preserve any kind of, and then of course we put Mutt-Mitt boxes in all the parks.
Yeah, and that's the reason we need to take a look at this and if that's no longer valid, or we need to change it to say only if they're on leashes or something. So that was a reason that he wanted us to take a look at this.
Okay.
So is that online that we can
use? It is online. If you need a paper copy, I can provide that to you. I'll get that for you all. I can email you the PDF if you want it in a PDF.
Could you send that to all of us?
Absolutely, I will get that to you. So that way, just basically review it, and then if it's appropriate for the next meeting, when Lorena asks for any agenda, maybe we can add it at that time.
Okay, so 11.2.
We can add it right now. I mean, we can put it for next agenda.
We can put it on for next agenda if you feel like you're going to be ready for that.
Or the agenda after, whichever.
Sure. Well, we only have a couple weeks.
Oh, well, what is it going to take? We'll read it and think about it and make decisions.
It's not that long, is it?
No, it's just a couple pages.
Two and a half pages?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need the lawyer here?
No, because that'll be done at the city council.
Yeah, he'll be at the city council.
He's looking for recommendations for any changes.
Okay.
Okay. That's all the comments I have.
All right, future items for discussion. So I have, I like that. I've written for agenda item Bisbee Vogue. They'll send somebody so then they can do a back and forth, right, with us if they're on the agenda. And that, maybe we shouldn't, that maybe this is jumping ahead to ask Dave Carton this soon.
I can always ask. I mean,
Well, we can always get, you know, the idea, his idea of what his concept is and what's actually been done.
Right.
It would be nice to know, you know, what is, so that we're not duplicating
that. Okay, and then I'll contact the county and David Smith, you know, just some phone calls and the school district. Or no, you're going to talk to David Smith, so you can talk to him before.
Yes.
Okay. Any other future items for discussion? I mean, it'll
besides the city code.
Yeah, 11.2. And, you know, Lorena will send out something and, you know, you'll have that chance next week, probably, I guess.
And maybe we'll have come up with possible members, possible new members.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Oh, 6:25. This is great.
Wow.
Do I need a motion to adjourn the meeting? I'm glad you're here because Cato is really good about this. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, I'll move.
A second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I adjourn this meeting at 6:26. Good job.
Excellent. Is the goal of 1 hour?
I am going to be on vacation.
Next meeting?
Yeah. Lou?